Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit. We're going to be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Excuse me. And you can give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, our guest medium on the show tonight is Joe Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have another terrific webinar coming up on Wednesday, September 7th, and this one is called The Medium Potential Within Us All. This is going to be hosted by our very own Forever Family Foundation Medium Panel, and the mediums participating in this event are Neil Zipkowski, we have Eliza Ray, and we have Tracy Lee Nash. So we hope you'll join us as well for our annual conference this November. This is coming up November 10th through the 13th, and we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. And our conference this year is entitled The Afterlife Explorers and Mediumship Convention. Now, whether you have suffered the loss of a loved one, or if you'd like to have a connection through one of our certified mediums, or if you have some undeveloped ability, you're going to love this conference. There's a lot more information about this up on our website. If you register before August 31st, you're going to be able to take advantage of our early bird rates. So for more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. Excuse me. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. And, of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And we're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and I'll give you the number one more time, but I think our lines are jamming already. 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. All righty, so our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta. And in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. And in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. Of course, Joe is no stranger to our show. He's been on here several times with us, and it's really great to have him back with us tonight. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Doreen. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a little frog in my throat, but I'm doing good tonight.
That's all right.
So you've been a busy bee, right, since the last time we spoke?
Yeah.
Now, weren't you one of the mediums also at the grief retreat a few weeks back?
Yeah. I did it. It was my first year doing it, and I loved it. It was such a good experience. All the people who belong to Forever Family are so great, and I got the opportunity to teach, which I don't usually do.
Right.
And I always joke that I'm a bad teacher, but I think I did pretty good.
No, you're a good teacher. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. it was really great. You get to meet a lot of people, and you spend the whole weekend with everybody. So you really, after reading everyone, you kind of get to know the rest of their story. And, it's nice to, you know, you usually do readings with people and you never see them again,
right.
Or, you know, you see them once every
couple
of months, and it's nice to fill in the blanks and get to know the people behind the spirits, if you can
right.
say it that way.
Well, I heard great things about the event. I heard it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was good.
I know that lots of healing happened, you know, at this event, as they always
definitely.
Do. You know, every year is a wonderful event with this
right.
and really healing.
Right. Well, we had a really good group, too. It was Joe and Janet on a Havoc. Joe's last
right.
name is amazing right now, but they're such good mediums. They were great to work with.
Joseph Scheel, I think, was
yes,
there.
Yes,
right?
yes,
yeah.
yes, yes. Joe mm-hmm. Scheel. Really, really good mediums. So, you know, people, they've been doing it for so much longer than I have, and they really know the ropes. So it was good to work with them, too. It was kind of a learning experience for me as well.
Yeah, I heard it was terrific. Very, very healing. So I want to talk a little bit, because you're going to be at our annual conference. Now, this is the conference that I just mentioned when I did the announcements. And this is coming up this November, and you're going to be there as well, correct?
Right, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Okay, wonderful. So just to clarify again for our listeners, now this is the event that I just mentioned. It's going to be held in Fort Myers, Florida. You don't want to miss out on this, because this convention was really designed for people with different interests, okay? There's so many different things under the umbrella of mediumship. So just to so our listeners understand, to give you an idea of this, for instance, if you're curious about the process of mediumship and you'd like to spend just an interesting weekend with like-minded people, you're going to love this event. This one's for you, you know.
Right.
There are going to be people attending who have experienced some type of non-physical communication. They may not understand it that well. But they may want to check into that and just kind of go a little bit deeper, as well as people who just want to, you know, establish contact with those in the afterlife. This is also going to be for developing mediums who would actually like to hone their skills, you know, and learn a little bit more about evidential mediumship.
Right.
You know, so if you're studying mediumship, if you'd like to develop those skills necessary, this is the convention for you. You know, this is the conference. So, of course, our guest tonight, Joe Peretta, is going to be one of the certified mediums there, and he will be facilitating connections with your loved ones through mediumship at this event. So you must be excited doing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, for many reasons. One of them, I just get to meet all, you know, a lot of other mediums, because there's going to be a bunch
yep.
of us there, and, you know, we're from Forever Families all over the country. I don't know if
yep.
viewers know that, listeners know that. We have people all over.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be nice to kind of meet everybody. It's a chance we don't usually get. But just going back to what you said about having, you know, like-minded people, I think it's really important to have a gathering of people who really understand or who are interested or, you know, open to
mm-hmm.
just the experience of spirit communication and, you know, the paranormal, the metaphysical. 'Cause energy is around us all the time, whether you pay attention to it or not. It's a reality.
Right.
So it's really nice to be around people who get it, or at least who want to.
Yep.
And I think at Forever Family, you know, everybody has a really great way of making that tangible, and there's always science or some kind of study to back it up. Or,
right. And,
you know,
for us, I mean, it's great for us to get together because, you
right.
know, we are, for the most part, the facilitators at, you know, these types of events. But it's wonderful for the attendees because they're also with like-minded people who
right.
are, you know, they're sharing in their experiences and, you know, they're so hungry for, you know, information that's really going to help them along their
right,
own journey.
Right.
So it's
right.
an awesome event.
And I think it's nice for them to meet us a little bit on a personal level, because
yep.
I find that people have this misconception that, like, you know, we're these mediums and all we're doing is talking to, you know, spirit all the time and we must know all these secrets. And it's like, we're just, you know, just like you.
We're just people. Yeah,
right,
we're just people.
It demystifies the whole thing, which I like. I try to do that.
So
you know,
I want to touch on something right before we go to break here. I
yeah.
just want to mention to our listeners that not only are you a medium, but you also read tarot. You're
right.
proficient at reading tarot.
Right.
You do astrology. You offer astrology
yeah, I'm
readings
not, I'm not
as
bad.
Well. Yeah, you're not
yeah.
bad. You're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not so bad at that. I know a thing
so,
or two.
So, you know, and just for our listeners, so they understand, many of us who are also certified as spiritual mediums also take advantage of using some different divination tools like tarot or astrology or numerology. You know, there's a lot of different things.
Right.
And you know, so many of us can offer different types of readings. And I don't know about you, but probably sometimes you're doing a tarot reading and you're getting spirit coming through.
Well, that's how I kind of started being a medium.
Yeah.
I kept doing readings, and, you know, you get a name in there insisting that, you know, that person, you know, passed. What's coming up with that? And then you kind of realize it's not the cards anymore. It's them.
You know, so just so our listeners know, there is a little bit of overlap there. You know, I know a lot of people contact me. Their favorite reading to choose is a psychic mediumistic, so they want to get a little bit of each.
Both.
You know. So anyway, check out Joe on the web. He's at joeperetta.com. And we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we're going to speak more with Joe, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. Now, we are going to go to our phone lines, which I understand are lit up like a Christmas tree. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention we'd love to hear your voice on the phone, okay? So I have those of you who are calling in, I have your name and I have the state you're calling in from, but, you know, we just want to hear you ask if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit or if you have a question for us. We love taking your questions and addressing that, okay? So let's go. If you're ready to go, Joe.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to go to our first caller. I believe we have Jackie calling in from California. Are you with us, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
welcome to the show. I would love to have a connection.
You would like to have a connection. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
All right, that's good. I'm the man for you, Jackie. Okay. So stepping forward first on the other side, I actually have two people. I'll get to both of them really quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But one of them is female energy. She feels like mother energy. So whenever they come through for me like that, it's always like mother, grandmother, the mother type of energy. She pointed to the head, which usually means that it's someone who passed from something of like the mind or the brain. So that would be like an Alzheimer's or a stroke or something like that. But she keeps pointing to the head. She said something about, now I know you're in California and I'm in New York, but she keeps showing me distance. So did you, like, move away from where your family, like, where you grew up or where you were born, or did you have...
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who's stepping forward? Is this your grandmother? Is this mom? Who's
it could
mother?
Be my grandmother.
Grandmother. Because she made me feel like where you live now is not where
earlier.
She lives. I'm sorry?
My mother passed away earlier, and my grandmother kind of took over the role.
Okay, because she comes through like very strong mother energy, so that would be why. Is she like Anne or Anna? Who's that name?
No, I don't know.
It's okay if you can't place it right now, but she keeps telling me to acknowledge the A-N name, like Anne, Anna. I'll even take Anthony, but I believe it's knowledge.
Okay.
Hold on a second. She also stepped forward with another energy. It was a younger male energy. When I say younger, that's usually someone who passed before their time.
Yes.
He showed me my symbol for when someone's passing is very quick or sudden. And he keeps telling me to tell you that I didn't feel any pain. It was very fast. That's how I keep getting this from this younger guy.
Thank the Lord.
I'm sorry?
Thank the Lord.
Okay.
Jackie, if you could speak up just a little bit. We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He keeps telling me to talk about, he keeps showing me the number two. Do you have two children, or do you know if this man is born in February? You have the two kids. Okay. Hold on a second. He keeps telling me to... Is this one of your children?
Yes.
Okay, because he keeps saying, I'm one of the two. I'm one of the two, he just said to me. So please know that he, it's very important you know that he did not feel any pain. He keeps stressing that. It must be something that is coming up for you or that you think about often. He's so not wanting you to think that he suffered through his passing. I don't know why he keeps showing me this, but I feel like he's kind of laughing about it, but... he keeps showing me you digging in the dirt or planting something, but he's laughing about it as if it, like, didn't work or, like, I don't know if it got messed up. Do you understand what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he told me to laugh about it like it was, I don't know what happened, but he said to just laugh about you in the dirt. Okay, hold on a second. He said to me that he does not want you to feel like just because he passed that you are alone and that you lost him. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He keeps telling me to tell you that I keep hearing him say, like, Ma, you're not alone. You're not alone. I'm with you all the time. Do you not have a lot of family around you?
Not really.
Okay, because he made me feel like, I don't know if he was the only, if you felt like after him there was nobody physically left as well, but... I just have to say, he keeps telling me to tell you, like, count your blessings. You do have a lot in this life that's there. He also told me to bring up, it's a woman in your generation who's still alive, and he keeps talking about the medical issues that just came up with her, and I can't help but feel like either she has cancer or she's afraid that she does because of, like, some kind of blood work result, or I feel like I'm waiting to get the final, like, diagnosis or prognosis on the situation. He keeps telling me to tell you that that person is going to be fine. So, I don't know if you know who that is. I don't know if it's like a sister or a close friend. But he just
close
said
friend,
that,
yes.
that do you understand?
Yes, she said it's a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't hear you so well. But please know that she's going to be all right. Your son keeps saying that, like, that they got it on the other side. They're taking care of it. They're praying for her, which is my symbol for when, you know, that they're looking out for her. He also told me to tell you 2017, he said, is much better financially. I don't know what happened this year. He's not getting into it, but he said it's much better going forward next year.
Good.
that's a good thing to hear, right? I've made worse predictions.
Yes.
I'll tell you. Your son, he also just showed me the J-O initials, like a name like mine, like Joe, John. I'll even take Joanne, but he just told me to bring up that. I'm sorry?
There, I have two. I have a Joanne and a John.
I'm going to say it is the female. He said female. Joanne is still here in the physical world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever they point down, it's just that they're acknowledging somebody here physically. What's with the pottery? Did you just buy a piece of ceramic, or did you take? Are you learning how to make pottery yourself? Why is he showing me that?
I'm always buying ceramic stuff.
Oh, perfect. That's all. That's just your son's way of letting you know that he's around you all the time, even though he's not here physically.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to leave it there because our lines are pretty lit up. But, Jackie, I hope this helped you just a little bit tonight.
Thank
you. Connection. You're very, very welcome.
Thank
Be sure to
so
go to Joe's
calling,
website
Jackie.
And check out. You know, it's so hard to do a nice reading when we're doing mini readings like this so quickly.
Yeah, it's rough to get to it all.
You
the
know, but we're
Jackie.
Glad that you called in. Thank you so
much. Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you very much.
All righty. Okay, we're going to get to our next caller. We have Mary on the line calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to have a connection with Spirit, if I could, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, so let me just see who's stepping forward, and then we'll start. So there's a gentleman on the other side that steps forward, and he just saluted me, which usually means that that's somebody who was in the military at some point in their life. But he also keeps pointing to his chest, which is when somebody passes from something of the lungs or the heart. But he's making my chest feel tight, which is usually it would have to be like a congestive heart failure or like an emphysema. It's not a sudden thing. It's a progressive condition that he's showing me.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Did you just get a new car, or who got the new car, or is like renting a car? I keep hearing about the new car. Do you understand who that is?
Not right now. I don't know.
That's okay, because he just told me to talk about the new car, which I was not expecting him to say. But do you understand who I'm connecting to?
Yes, I believe that's my dad. And
okay,
he
I was
to
say, I felt like it was dad too.
Cars.
So you and I are on the same page. But he keeps telling me to bring up this new car. He's showing me, I want to say it's like a dark gray or a dark silver. And he just said something about, I feel like it's new and there's already something wrong with it. Or I don't know if somebody just got a new car and like got into an accident, but I do keep hearing about that. It's nothing serious at all. If it hasn't happened, this could be something upcoming. But again, it's just a way to validate. Your father... just said something to me about did he grow up on a farm or like a house with like a lot of land? He keeps showing me feel like I'm looking at like a vast expanse if I looked out of my house. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do understand that.
That's where Dad grew up?
Yes, that is.
Okay, perfect. Just another validation. Your father just showed me balloons, which for me is usually a happy birthday that they want to say. Do you understand whose birthday? Is it just coming up?
Yes, I do. My daughter's is coming up.
That's your daughter's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a big happy birthday from Dad, so please know that he's watching and let her know, you know, if she needs to, I'm sure she needs to know that. that okay. he wished her a happy birthday. He brought me to last year, and he told me he's bringing somebody else forward with him who passed in 2015, he keeps telling me.
Okay.
Do you understand? Again, I don't want you to tell me too much, but do you understand where he's going with this?
Yes, I do. I do
okay.
understand yes.
Because he told me that that passing is there with him. He said, your dad's funny. He said something about, I'm running the show right now, but please know that I have them and that they were right.
Okay.
What's with the, he keeps showing me somebody walking around a track. Did you do a walk for someone, like a fundraiser, or was it like a marathon? Do you understand what that is?
My granddaughter's just recently joined track team. I don't know if that would have something to do with
it. I may take that, because he keeps showing me walking around a track. I feel like
okay.
I'm circling it. So that's with your granddaughter.
Right.
Now, did she lose one of her parents?
No.
I keep getting very strong energy connected to your granddaughter, where it would have to be like in her parents' generation. I'm not sure if it's male or female, but I heard that one of them is on the other side. Something about a disease of the blood or something that was through the entire body, but I believe that this is a female. I don't know if it's on the other side of her family, the side that you're not related, you know, to.
Right.
But I do keep hearing that this lady is around her as well.
Okay.
And I keep seeing, is your granddaughter very athletic other than the track? Because now
yes.
I'm seeing, like, they just showed me an Olympic-sized pool, which is usually when somebody swims.
Yes.
I keep seeing all this stuff around her. Do you understand why she's showing me that, this
yes.
lady? Okay,
we
perfect.
Have a pool and she swims all the time. So.
She's always swimming. All right, good. That's
yes.
good. That means that they watch them.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me just see what else Dad has to say. He told me to say thank you on Mom's behalf. Do you take care of Mom? Did you take care of Mom? Do you understand what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, before
okay.
she passed, I did, yes.
Okay, because he said, your dad said he's running the show, so I'm letting him do that. He's speaking for everybody
okay.
today. But he said, thank you on Mom's behalf. It's very important, you know, as well, that you know that Mom is grateful, and so is he.
Okay.
he told me to talk about the, do you belong to some kind of, like, grief group, or I don't know if, I keep seeing a group
I tried it, and it didn't work for me.
Didn't work
so
out. Did you
that,
go
yeah.
in, like, a church basement or, like a place like that? Because that's where I keep seeing it. I hate to say it like this, but I keep seeing it in a way, like, I feel like when you were sitting there, it either felt like it was in a dingy environment, or I'm siding with you. I feel like I don't know if it wasn't the right fit. I can agree with you with
right.
that.
Right.
Because I feel like they're showing it to me, like, really, it's not, I just don't like the energy of it. For any other reason, I think it just didn't fit you. But he keeps saying
right.
something about you do need some kind of grief group or somebody to talk to about, you know, about loss. So I would say if you know, listen to Dad, explore other options or other groups, you know, because
okay.
it's, and there's something alternative about it, whether it's a group like Forever Family or Forever Family itself, where they certify mediums, but it's not your run-of-the-mill typical grief group. It's a little different, I keep hearing.
Okay.
But I heard it's going to help, and you have to do it. He also just said to me, and I know we're probably running out of time, but
yeah,
he told me to bring up Michael. I don't know who that is. But I just heard the name
yeah.
Michael.
That's my nephew, and he and my dad were very, very close.
Okay, so please let your nephew know your dad brought him up by name over the radio. All right?
Okay, I will.
Okay,
thank
very
you
good.
So much.
Okay,
no
Mary,
problem.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped
okay.
just a bit.
It did. It helped very much.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
very
great.
Welcome.
Take care.
All okay. right, Joe, we've got time, I think, for maybe one more caller,
all
and
right.
then we're going to take a quick break after that. So let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Excellent.
A connection. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, and your name's
thank
Linda,
you.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Linda, I have a gentleman stepping forward who keeps telling me he's in your generation, so usually when they put themselves next to you, I know this is weird that I confuse the two, but it's either like husband or brother or it's that generation. He said not gone that long, but I wouldn't call it very recent either. He keeps telling me, I think I have two people, very similar energy actually, two men, same generation. One of them told me that his passing was, again, I saw my symbol for a quick or a sudden passing or unexpected. The other gentleman keeps telling me he had, you have quite a bit of energy around you. Or do you do any of this work yourself? Are you aware that you're a little bit psychic and very open?
No.
Hey, please pay attention to it, because my guide just said to me she's very open. She's got a lot of people. I feel like you need to pay more attention to your instincts and your gut and what you're feeling, because I see that around you loud and clear. I know my own. This gentleman on the other side, though, I want to say he might have been a little bit older than the other one, but still feels like the same generation, or could have been the same age as that guy when he passed. He keeps telling me he couldn't walk, he had leg issues. I don't feel mobile from this other gentleman. But the first one, again, keeps showing me like a sudden passing, unexpected. I keep hearing that this was accidental. And he keeps showing me pills, which is my symbol for when somebody has like a substance abuse problem or an addiction. He didn't say that was his issue, though, so I think it might be somebody else that he's bringing up. Do you understand the information from this man?
I understand from the man with the leg issues.
The leg issues. Okay, that man. We'll leave him there a second, because I have this other guy, again, in your generation. I keep hearing that he sudden passing, but he keeps telling me, he said to talk about his son who has the addiction issues. His son's still alive. I don't like when they just give me an initial, but he just gave me the initial D. I would assume that would have to be his son or a direct connection to him, but he's showing me D. And you said you're in Florida, right? That's where you're calling from?
Yes.
Okay, because he keeps showing me my symbol for Florida, so I believe that you know that you're connected to this gentleman through Florida. You know, or where you live. He said to me, I believe his wife's name is, I think she has the same name as you. It's pretty close. I heard like, hold on a second. I keep getting a bunch of names from this man. Would you know who the lady who passed from, there's two ladies with the same name. One's here, one's passed. I think they were mother and daughter. I keep hearing like Mary, Marie, Margaret. She's on the other side. I keep hearing about the daughter or even the granddaughter who has the same name connected to this man. I believe that I think his wife was Mary, or like Marie, he told me. And they have a granddaughter or a daughter with the same name or the middle name. And I keep hearing about the sun energy, who has that issue. So, you know, if you don't know who that is right now, that's okay, but please just pass along the message to his family or whoever needs to know it, that I believe he's either fallen off the wagon or this issue is still continuing, because I'm kind of getting the feeling from this gentleman that they don't know that this is going on, or that, you know, they think he's getting better, but he's really not. It's very important that this comes through this way. So please, when you figure it out, just tell whoever you need to tell.
You got it.
That's a good sport. I like that. the man on the other side with the leg issue, though, he hold on a second. He keeps showing me so many hearts, which is always a big "I love you" that they want to send you. So please know that this is like one of your guardian angels. I kind of refrain from saying that, because all your loved ones, the guardians over you, and they watch you. But this guy especially. He told me to bring up he showed me a gold ring. Do you have that of his, or is that like a wedding band that he kept? What's with the gold ring?
He was buried with his wedding band.
He was buried with that. Now,
yeah.
His wedding band, do you know if that is the ring that, because he might be talking about two rings now, the ring that had like either his initials in it, or there's like an inscription on the inside of the ring? Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay, because he told me to also bring up, like, I feel like there's something written in it, whether it's like, "I love you," or somebody's name or initial, but I do keep hearing about that. Who had the two husbands? Is that you? Are you married twice?
Well, I was married, and then I was living with somebody for 7 years.
Okay, after the marriage. So that, are you not with either of them anymore?
Correct.
Because I feel like these, I wanted to call them both exes. Like that's how this man showed it to me. He said something about the one, so the man that you were living with, not that you were married, spirit refers to him as a husband, that's how I keep getting this. Something about, are you still connected to this man or to his family? Because I feel his energy around you all the time.
I talk to his daughter, yeah.
You're still connected to the daughter. Okay. Because I heard something about, I don't want to say that you have to cut everybody off. That's not, spirit never tells you to do things like that. But I do feel like this man keeps saying like that there needs to be a little bit more distance with the family or with him, just because when they show me an anchor, that's always my symbol for when somebody is either holding you down or you haven't fully moved past whatever the experience is or the relationship. I keep feeling his energy like an anchor to you. And it doesn't even mean you have to talk to him every day. It could just be the connection, energy strong. You know, it'll last even if you're not conscious of it. So please just be aware of anything that might be holding you back in that situation, because this man on the other side keeps telling me like that there needs to be some distance or you need to get past that situation.
Okay. We are going to have to wrap up, I think. I know these are quick calls, but Linda, I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you.
You're
okay,
very,
you
very
so much,
welcome.
Linda.
All righty, okay. We're going to take a very, very quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We're going to get back to Joe Peretta, and we're going to get back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, but before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Best Western, The Gap, Old Navy, TurboTax, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our callers and to our show tonight. We've got Joe Peretta with us, and we've got time for a couple of more calls, and that's it. So our next caller is, I believe we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Would you like to have a mini reading? Can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. I'd like a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Perfect. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Okay, so you wanted a connection, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. Right off the bat, I have a female energy stepping forward. She keeps giving me the name. I know it's weird that I get these two names as the same because they're so not, but it's either like Donna or Debbie that I'm supposed to bring up. She just threw the name out there. I don't know if it's alive, past, but I heard the name. But she also stepped forward with the energy of a little girl on the other side that I believe did not make it here to the physical world. So that would have to be somebody who had like a miscarriage or a termination. And I'm supposed to acknowledge that this woman has that soul. And I heard she would have been, I don't know if she would have been the second child, like one of the middle children, but I know she wasn't the first. And she showed me a big connection to the month of July. So I don't know if that's when she would have been born or if her other siblings, or there's a big connection to July with her family. But before I keep going and rambling on, would you understand who this would be connected to?
Well, I had a miscarriage, and the baby was due in July.
Oh, okay, perfect. So this is you would have had a daughter. That's what I keep hearing. And do you know who the Donna, the Debbie, or who that is?
I may know the Debbie.
Okay, who is Debbie? Because they keep telling me to bring up that name. Very important. Is that a friend of yours?
Would that be somebody on the other side?
It could be somebody passed. Again, didn't tell me who, if it was their name or if it was someone here, just threw out the name. It was the first thing I heard before I even knew who I was talking to. Do you have that name on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably...
And here, both.
both here and... Okay, I'll ask. Hold on a second. Well, the lady that I have on the other side just showed me a ribbon, so that's always my symbol for someone who passed from a cancer or an incurable disease like a diabetes, lupus, MS. That's the lady that I'm connecting with. Would that be the that name? Are you there?
Kathleen, are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, it keeps.
We have a bad connection, I think. But did you say she was holding a ribbon?
Yeah, she keeps showing me. She keeps showing me a ribbon, which is usually my symbol for like a cancer or diabetes, lupus, MS, like an incurable disease. That's how spirit brings that through to me. Is that how she passed, or is the ribbon significant in another way?
She didn't die of cancer. If that's what you're saying.
Okay, so that's not the same lady. So the lady that I have on the other side who's stepping forward for you told me that she passed again from, like, cancer or some kind of incurable disease, like a diabetes, a lupus, MS. I feel like whatever it was, she showed me, I believe it was, it's a breast or a lung cancer, actually. That's what she showed me. Hold on a second. And she also told me that she's with the person on the other side who I'm not seeing, but she just said that they're there. Who took their own life, she said to me. Again, if you don't know exactly who I'm talking to, it might be hard to place, but she did say that that person's there with her as well. But she's the one who's bringing forward the energy of your of that miscarriage. I can't help but feel like this was like a friend of yours or a friend of the family. I'm not getting strong blood relation with this lady. She told me to bring up the Chris name. That's how you know who she is. Christopher, Christine, Christina, do you understand?
Christopher?
Who's that?
Yeah, Christopher was my cousin.
Who, is Christopher passed?
Yes.
Okay. She said she's somehow connected to Christopher, so she's with him on the other side, too.
Yes. My cousin, Debbie, but she was a cousin by marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I thought the Debbie was.
Okay.
And Christopher is my actual blood cousin.
Who is her? Is that her husband?
No, that would be her cousin by marriage also.
Oh, I understand. I don't know what then, if she didn't pass from the cancer or like the incurable disease, I don't know if she had one and that's not what she passed from, but I do keep hearing about that from her. She keeps showing that to me very strong.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you what she passed from?
It may help, yeah.
She had a brain aneurysm.
I usually get that differently. I don't know if she had something else going on that caused the aneurysm. That'll take.
Right.
Again, I don't want to waste too much time because we don't have a lot of time. But she, do you understand? She also keeps telling me to bring up who took their own life. It's very important, you know, that person's there too.
To bring up what?
It's a suicide that's on the other side. That's what I keep hearing.
Suicide?
Mm-hmm. She said that she's with that energy as well. That's another person. I believe she showed me mail. It's a man on the other side, took his own life. She said to tell you that she's with him, so I don't know, you know, where that would fit in with her, but I do keep hearing about that as well. And I heard Nicole. Who's Nicole? She said, I'm with Nicole, I heard.
No.
That's okay. Again, if this is like a cousin through marriage, this could be connected on our side of the family. But she said to say this. Hold on a second. And she keeps telling me to say that she's with Chris. Chris is around you. He's around her. I feel like they come as a pair when they visit. They said that they are the two butterflies. Do you understand that? Do you see like two at a time?
Okay.
Because she said that I think that's they're the pair of the butterflies. That's what I keep hearing. She also just told me really quickly, because I know we're running out of time. My guy just told me.
Yeah.
There's something that they keep saying that you need to change about, like, it's either your diet, whether it's something you're eating that's not very healthy for you, or it's a dietary change that you're supposed to be making. But I did hear about that from them. I always like them to give you some kind of advice or, you know, a little bit of a pointer from the other side. So just please pay attention to that. Usually when they show me that, it's like, whether it's a weight thing or it could be like a high blood pressure or a sugar level, it's something like that where I just feel like you need to be eating healthier. And they also just show me the immune system. So I don't know if you've been having any immune issues or if it's like an autoimmune thing. Again, I'm not sure, but I do feel like it's somehow connected to that. So please just pay attention to the correlation because they are telling me that it is there. All right?
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much for calling in, Kathleen. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
I hope this helped a bit. All righty. We have time, Joe, for one more call. We've got to make this one a quicker one.
All right.
We've got Christine calling in. Christine is calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Christine?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love to.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so before you even asked, I was an older lady is stepping forward on the other side who definitely has to be a grandmother. That's how I keep getting her. Very typical grandmother energy, really sweet. She actually just showed me like a sewing needle or like a crochet needle, so that's always someone who sewed or did something like that, whether it's for a living or they just did it, but I do keep hearing about that from her. She showed me a timeline, which is my symbol for when somebody either... it's usually when someone's passed for quite some time. It's not like that, you know, that they're recent passing. But I do keep seeing that from her. But she steps forward to say, somebody's having a baby in the family, I heard, but I don't know if it's... I'm not feeling like it's out there yet. Either they don't know about it themselves or they haven't said it. Do you... But she's, like, smiling when she says it. So are you suspicious about somebody being pregnant right now?
I'm not suspicious, but my daughter has a one-month-old.
Could be it, but I don't want to make it fit. She said that this is on the way. I feel like that this is more another soul coming in. So just please pay attention to that.
All right.
What is with, I keep hearing, like, Jack or Jackson or, like, Jacksonville. Do you understand what that is?
I keep feeling like it's like... I have a cousin, Jack, but...
You have a cousin, Jack, but why do they keep making me feel like this is a place? Is there, like, a place named Jax, or is it, like Jacksonville, Florida, or I don't even know if that's a place. I don't know. But I do keep hearing about that. It's a place, not a person, she said to me.
Okay.
Again, it's okay if you can't place that right now. Do you understand this to who this lady is, though, the grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I haven't lost you. She is standing with, she told me it's her husband, so this man is also passed. I keep hearing about that. She said something to me about you having you're going to have a lot of grandchildren, I just heard. You don't have a lot of them yet, right?
I only have one.
Okay, it's only that one so far. I want to say four or five, she's telling me. I see a lot of kids. A lot of grandbabies. I like, and it's all happy stuff. It's nothing negative at all, but I do see that. She did tell me, I don't mean to keep cutting you off, but she's very talkative, this lady. She said that at least one of those grandchildren, I feel like, are either adopted or were from a previous marriage. I keep hearing about that. Do you know anything about that?
Not as far as grandkids go, no. Mm-hmm. But
is that one of your children?
I was adopted.
Oh, you're adopted, because she keeps telling me to talk about the family that's like the adopted, and, okay, hold on a second. So you're adopted. Do you know your biological family, though? Because she says
remotely.
To me about you, what'd you say?
Not very closely.
But you do know who they are, right?
I do.
Okay, because she didn't say that this was like a big mystery. I feel like they're somehow connected. For whatever reason, I thought that this was going to be one of your grandchildren. With that biological family, I just heard there's another lady on the other side that I keep hearing. I think this was another grandmother, actually. I heard the name Rose. I don't know if it's Rosemary, Rosemarie, or just Rose, but I heard that. And I heard something about that she didn't want them to put you up for adoption. It was like a whole big thing I keep hearing. This was like a big family issue, but again, if you're not too close, then you might not know about it. But you do have some of the relatives from that family still watching over you. I also heard, is your dad passed? Because I heard the father energy on the other side is the one sending the coin. Do you have a father-in-law who passed or an uncle that was like a dad? Because I'm not seeing it as grandfather, I see it as father. A person like that.
I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay, really quickly, though, he told me he passed from something in the throat, either a throat cancer or he couldn't speak toward the end, but he said that that's how you know who he is, but he said he's the coin, so please pay attention to that, all right?
Okay. Christine, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you,
I know
Christine.
These are little tiny mini readings, but it's all we have time for. I can't believe how quickly this hour goes. It's crazy.
I know.
But I want to thank our guest, Joe Peretta, for joining us this evening.
Thank you for
having
me.
And, Joe, if somebody wants to schedule a reading with you or they want to learn more about your work, they should go to the website, right?
Yeah, my website, joeperetta.com or psychicmediumjoeperetta.com. All my rates are on there. I think I have my hours on there. I'm not sure. But if not, you'll have to email me and tell me to put them on there.
As long as they have a way to contact you, that's awesome. So we do invite everyone to go and visit our website as well at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can check out all of the great things that we do, our events, and all of our upcoming things. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light, so be sure to tune in for that as well. We are here on the radio every week on Thursday nights. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.